This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military spokesman said Thursday the Israeli army has all the weapons it needs to press ahead with its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, despite U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to withhold some weapons from Israel if it launches a full invasion of the southern Gaza city. Rear Admiral Daniel Haggerty told reporters in Jerusalem the army has all the armaments for the missions it plans, including those in Rafah. During a remote briefing at the White House Thursday, U.S. National Security spokesman John Kirby explained Biden's decision.
This is very straightforward. He's going to continue to provide Israel with the capabilities that it needs, all of them. But he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
Officials with the World Health Organization Thursday expressed what they said was deep concern about Israel's military activities around the city of Rafah, where they said 1.4 million people remain at risk. At a news conference at agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization did not receive a shipment of fuel it had expected to receive Thursday, meaning they now had only fuel left for 3 days. This despite the fact Israel said it had reopened one of the two main aid quarters into Gaza it had closed earlier in the week. WHO Health Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan, meanwhile, questioned the closing of the quarters for what Israel has described as a limited military incursion.
WHO is coordinating the work of 20 emergency medical teams in Gaza, comprising 179 internationals from 30 countries working alongside 800 local staff. These teams are embedded in 10 existing hospitals and have established 5 field hospitals.
This is VOA News.